It's a quarter after four. This is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Nicole Paulsinelli. We're currently sitting here at 8 degrees outside of our East York studios. We're expecting some scattered showers throughout the day. In today's news, Mayor Rob Ford's federal political endorsement will be out of the bag tonight. The CBC reports the mayor's office made a statement that Ford will be endorsing Stephen Harper, despite that he once claimed not to endorse in, quote, any leader of political party. Ford is set to make the announcement tonight at a federal election campaign in Brampton at 7 p.m. The CBC also reports that Ford said, quote, whatever leader or whatever party can help the City of Toronto the best will help out the taxpayers during an event earlier this month. Two members of the Bloc Québécois are asking sovereignists to vote NDP on May 2nd. As reported by the CBC, Maxime Bellerose and Benoît Dumoy of the Bloc wrote an open letter admitting their party's influence has peaked in this election. They are asking their followers to vote NDP. The pair still believes in sovereignty for Quebec. They say, however, it will only happen in Quebec and not inside of Ottawa. The CBC also reports Bellerose said in the letter, quote, voting NDP today is a solution to break the cycle for a minority conservative government. Like the rest of Canada, the city of Vaughan, Ontario, gears up for the upcoming election. As candidates go door to door, some are noticing apathy amongst voters. As Toronto Observer's Nicole Paulsinelli reports, some politicians can understand why they are feeling that way.
Yeah, a lot of people are very concerned about the very same thing. Well, why are we doing this again?
That is the voice of Conservative MP candidate Julian Fantino. He is expressing the frustration of the residents of the city of Vaughan. The May 2nd election will mark a milestone in the city. It will be their third election in 7 months. He says he only worries about one thing.
Voter apathy, that's the only concern I have. I just hope that people will come out and exercise their right to be a part of democratic process.
As candidates in this riding begin campaigning, they are becoming concerned about the public's lack of motivation to vote. Fantino says this election is unnecessary and that voters have had enough.
People are obviously quite tired. They're fatigued. They're confused. And they see that this expense, probably in the area of $400 million, is totally unnecessary.
Liberal candidate Mario Ferry admits he's also seen some apathetic behavior in voters. However, he does believe there are still a good number of people who want this election to support change.
While there are some who would have preferred not to do this, there's many that do welcome it. It's an opportunity now to either confirm that what the current government is doing is what they want, or they want to switch. And this election is going to give them that opportunity.
Ferry has said this election is not about which candidate wins, but the vision voters have of Canada. He hopes that will encourage the residents of Vaughan to go to the polls next month. This is Nicole Paulsinelli reporting from Observer Radio News.
WikiLeaks has done it again. According to the CBC, they have leaked reports of security threats which turned out to be hoaxes during the 2010 Olympics in British Columbia. Reports say some threats included a caller telling authorities to check flights from Phoenix to Vancouver. The credibility of the calls was undetermined, but was looked into regardless as a threat. The FBI received an unsigned letter saying the writer and her sister would, quote, are planning to do a big one on the Winter Olympics. Wedding bells rang this morning at Westminster Abbey. Prince William and Lady Kate Middleton, now known as the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, married this morning. The CBC reports an estimated 2 billion watched from their televisions. Many Canadians rise and shined at 3 a.m. to tune into the widely awaited royal festivities. If you were one who caught the nuptials from the beginning, a midday nap may be in order. And now a turn to sports. The NHL gears up to go into its second round of the playoffs. Tonight, the Washington Capitals take on the Tampa Bay Lightning at 7 p.m. And the San Jose Sharks take on the Detroit Red Wings at 10 p.m. Last night, the Vancouver Canucks defeated the Nashville Predators 1-0 in their first of seven potential games. The teams go face-to-face again tomorrow night at 9 p.m. The Toronto Blue Jays finished a four-game series against the Rangers, winning three of the four games. Tonight, they will be in New York to play against the Yankees in a three-game series. According to TSN.ca, Romero is scheduled to pitch tonight in the opener. The UFC is in Toronto with festivities taking place today and tomorrow. According to the UFC's website, today's Fan Expo is taking place at the Direct Energy Center, where fighters will appear for a Q&A and a meet and greet with the public. Visitors will also be able to stand in the octagon ring. Camuli of CP24 reported that tomorrow's fight will be the largest attendance in North America in UFC history. And in entertainment, it's Friday, and that means we've got some new movie releases. First up is Fast Five. Vin Diesel and Paul Walker take on Dwayne Johnson in the latest installment of the Fast and Furious series. Hoodwinked 2, Hood vs. Evil, is the second installment of the Hoodwinked movie series, where Red Riding Hood looks into the disappearance of Hansel and Gretel. And finally, Prom, a new Disney movie looking into the lives of teenagers getting ready for their big prom event. Last night, Steve Carell said his last goodbye as Dunder Mifflin CEO Michael Scott. However, Carell is not going to be taking a Hollywood hiatus. The well-known actor has some new films up his sleeve. Taking his place in the series will be Will Ferrell. Stay tuned to watch the show unravel. And that's all for Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Nicole Paulsonelli.